You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. How have you all been? Have you been keeping well? What, you haven't? Why's that?
What?
Because you can't listen to a podcast at every minute of the day. Well, you could do. If you wanted to listen to a podcast at every minute of the day, you could do. I guess you could just have The Football Hour on repeat, always in your ear. But then I don't think you're going to be able to do much other things in life. What was that you said? I don't want to do anything else in life other than listen to The Football Hour. Well, you've come to the right place. So do you want to know why I'm babbling on? Well, because I've got a new podcast for you. Oh, yes. The country screams yes, Alex. You've got a new feature for me. I've got you a new feature. Do you want to know what it is? Well, football friends, welcome to our new feature titled Seven of the Best, where each week I pick a team. So this week we start the feature off with doing Liverpool Football Club, and I choose the seven best players to ever play for that club. It's a good idea, isn't it? If you don't agree with my picks, well, make your own podcast. No, I don't mean that. I did not mean that. If you don't agree with my picks, then all you've got to do, you don't have to sit there quietly and go, I didn't agree with what Alex just said then. What you can do is you can tweet me aggressively or just kind of just like lightheartedly and go, Alex, I think you're wrong. These are my ideas. So what you should do is tweet at The Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTB, seven of the best. Come on, you're keeping up with your seven picks, your seven best players to ever play for that club, which I'm doing that week. As I say, for the opening, the unveiling, I've got my scissors out and I'm just going to cut the ribbon at the unveiling of the new feature. We are going to start on Merseyside. Sorry, Evertonians, we're going to do the red half. We'll get round to you soon. We're going to do Liverpool, and they are the only English team to ever win five European Cups. And they have obviously had endless great players. So, football friends, here we go with Liverpool Football Club's seven of the best. Number seven, and there's a lot of people I've missed out here, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy Liverpool fans, but at number seven, I have gone for Ian Callaghan. Callaghan's appearance record speaks for itself, and it somehow defies space and time. I don't know how he made so many appearances. He made his debut in 1960, a long, long time ago. I was just a boy back then, Alex. Well, you're not anymore, mate. He flourished in midfield through the Shankly and Paisley era before leaving in the year Liverpool won their second European Cup in 1978. So he played for 18 seasons at Liverpool. Do you want to know how many appearances he made? 640. Oh! What a player, won so many trophies for that historic club, and that is why I've gone for Callaghan as our number seven in the Liverpool best players of all time. Number six, one which is quite surprising because he only won a League Cup, Luis Suarez. Such is his talent, Suarez could have been the number one had he dedicated his whole career to Liverpool and Anfield Football Stadium. He was not at the club long enough, but the football memories will linger as much as the controversies. Nom nom nom, bites on arm. He was magnificent for Liverpool. Brendan Rodgers, you can say Brendan Rodgers wasn't a great manager, but he was. He helped Luis Suarez become the player that he was. And before he left England, we were all in awe of him. We were simply in awe of his talent. We all remember the four goals against Norwich. He scored a hat-trick against Norwich twice. I think he scored four goals at home to Norwich. Then I think he scored a hat-trick away at Norwich. And I don't know if he scored another hat-trick earlier in his Liverpool career. But he just loved playing Norwich, basically. Suarez at number six. Number five, Rush is the greatest of all the Liverpool goalscorers. He scored at will, but there was so much more to Rush. He would close down defenders. He was a midfielder and a defender and a striker, all in one player. Ah, he had that horrible moustache, though. So maybe that's the reason why he's not in the top three or four. But Rushy scored some memorable FA Cup final goals against Everton. He went to join Leeds United, I think, when he ended his career. Didn't obviously play as well as he did when he was playing at Anfield, but what a striker. Really, really exceptional striker, and Liverpool fans adore the bloke. Number four, this is a strange one. I've gone for another attacking player, John Barnes. Barnsley is a cultural football icon in Liverpool history. They should make him a lifetime ambassador for what he did at Anfield. His sublime wing play was the focal point of the club's last ever title-winning team. He was a jinker. He was a dancer. He made defenders fall on their feet. He made defenders fall on their arse. He is an exceptional player. I love that word exceptional, but he is really, really exceptional. Barnsley was a player maybe England didn't get the best out of, but I just imagine him playing now. Imagine him playing now. He was such a graceful winger. Really, really graceful winger. Into the top three of the seven best players to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. Number three, Graham Souness. We all know Souness had a reputation which has sort of carried him through to this day and age. But he was the dominant force in that midfield alongside McDermott. They were a brilliant partnership, Terry McDermott and Graham Souness. But Graham Souness was a warrior. He was a proper footballer. And he was the dominant force in midfield which could allow Kenny Dalglish to do the magic up front. He allowed him to do the magic. Went on to manage Liverpool. I love him. I really, really like Graham Souness. I love him as a Sky pundit. I think he's exceptional. Really, really controversial character on the pitch and off it. Number two, I have gone for Steven Gerrard. Steven Gerrard sadly didn't play in the Shankly teams that won European Cups, Paisley team. He played in squads that just simply weren't as good. But he made them teams. He made them teams his. He was a captain, not only of Liverpool Football Club, but of Liverpool, the city. He was adored by football fans around the world for his passion towards his hometown club. He was a Scouser at heart, and you could tell when he was on the pitch. He loved he loves Liverpool. He is their second best player, in my opinion. I can't speak highly enough of the bloke. I really cannot. I grew up watching him, and the goals from midfield, the trophies that he dragged, very sometimes dire teams to, well, I take my hat off to you, Stevie G. Great, great player, and you really missed at Liverpool. My number one, my best player to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. I think I've said this before on the Football Hour. Kenny Dalglish. I think it's hard to argue that he is in maybe the top 10 best players of all time. A classic number 10. A creative, a destructive, a poacher, everything. Everything you ever want from a striker, he's got. He was champion of Europe. He took Liverpool to European titles. He managed Liverpool to titles. He was a player manager. That is why he just encompasses everything you would ever want from a player for your club, and that's simply asking too much what Kenny Dalglish has given to Liverpool Football Club. You're asking too much. You couldn't ever have a bloke who could do that much. Well, you couldn't ever expect a bloke to do that much, but Kenny did it for Liverpool Football Club. And that is why he's my number one pick on seven of the best players to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. The reason we're doing this trendy new feature is because we're sponsored by Seven of the Best, one of the UK's most popular online games, where you pick your seven of the best games each game week. And, well, you know, you've listened to the podcast. You understand the rules of seven of the best. If you don't, I'll put all the seven of the best links to their website, to their Twitter, so you can jump on and set up your profile on seven of the best. And you will, you'll have the rundown on the website of how to, how to get involved with the game, how to learn how to play the game. But it's very simple, it's free, and you've got a chance to win £1 million. But I want to tell you about what's been going on in the world of seven of the best. I want to tell you about the stats on bonus points and a few teams you might want to pick on seven of the best. Manchester United have won 3 games in the Premier League 4-0 this season, which means they have won 3 extra bonus points on seven of the best. Man City as well. Manchester are taking over the Premier League. Man City have earned 3 extra bonus points for their goal-scoring prowess. They have beaten teams 6-0 and 5-0 in the Premier League, making them score 3 extra points for you, seven of the best game week players. Liverpool won 4-0, Chelsea won 4-0 as well. That means both of them team won 1 extra point each on 7 of the best to go to your totals. Into the Championship, if you want to pick some teams to get you bonus points. Millwall, they've got 1 bonus point. My team, Leeds United, Hull City and Wolves have all racked up 1 bonus point. The draw specialists in the Championship, Brentford, 6 draws. Come on, the bees, pull your finger out. Fulham as well on 5 draws, and Bristol City, 5 draws. Fulham and Bristol are just outside the playoffs, I believe. I think Bristol might have snuck into the playoffs. So, not getting beat is doing well for Championship teams. If you're looking to League One for bonus points, Rotherham, Bristol Rovers, they've earned this season 2 bonus points each. Scunthorpe, 1. The draw specialist in that league, Rochdale. Has it been fun being a Rochdale fan this season? All of Rochdale have gone, nah, because they've drawn 5 games. Walsall as well, 5 draws. Not good. I think they've had a lot of players sent off as well, Walsall, this season. League 2, Luton, 2 extra points for your 7 of the best teams. Colchester, Crewe and Carlisle have got 1 point this season. Draws in the league are less common. So, draws in the league average out about 25% of games end as a draw. But in League 2, only 20% of games end in draws, which I guess is good if you're a League 2 watching fan. National League, Aldershot have got 2 points. Boreham Wood last week, not the best game, which I went to. In Scotland, in the Premiership, there's been no there's been no come on, Alex, get it out, lad. There's been no bonus I can't do it. I simply can't do it. This is the podcast. Shall I edit that out? Nah, you've just got to be fair and just go, I made loads of mistakes then. Come on, Alex. In Scotland, in the Premiership in Scotland, no bonus points have been scored. There we go, Alex. You can do it. You can do it. What else has been happening in the world of seven of the best? Well, this game week, they think that City are going to beat Stoke. Well, everyone thinks City are going to beat Stoke. Chelsea are going to beat Palace. And Spurs, will they do Bournemouth at Wembley? Well, I've picked my seven of the best this game week. What, you want to hear it? Okay. I've gone for Chelsea away at Palace. Palace still aren't going to score. Chelsea are going to win. Man City, I think Man City 12, Stoke City 1. Peter Crouch getting the 1. That was obviously a joke, by the way, but I think Man City, them a banker this week. What else have I got? I've got Spurs to finally win at Wembo. Ledley King's old club, Spurs, are going to beat Bournemouth. Bournemouth aren't in a happy state of affairs. Then, I keep going for Gary Monk. I keep trusting him as a former Leeds United manager. I do hate him, but I keep trusting him to beat teams in the Championship, and he keeps not doing it. So, Gary Monk, you better beat Barnsley, because I picked you to win. Then I've picked Chef Wed away at Bolton. Well, Bolton are rubbish, Sheffield Wednesday. Beat Leeds, didn't they? Beat Leeds 3-0 2 weeks ago. Brilliant. Coming on to Leeds, I think they're going to bounce back. I normally don't sort of go for my teams. But come on, Leeds. We've got Reading at home. It's a sellout. We can do it. Come on, the Mighty Whites. They're going to beat Reading. And my draw this game week is Wolves against Aston Villa, the Midlands derby. So that is your seven of the best. The rundown of what's been going off on and off in seven of the best. My presenting skills have gone been going off, haven't they? What was that? Bonus. I couldn't get the bonus out. Could I? Get the bonus out for the lads, Alex. Could not get that out. But I put my teeth back in on the next podcast. But this one has been sponsored by Seven of the Best. We've been doing the seven best players to ever play for Liverpool Football Club. It's been a pleasure. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by Seven of the Best. If you want to know how to play the game, look in the description below this podcast, people.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.